In news and notes this week, I'm looking forward to this one. The New are finally back in the studio. According to an article in HeyReverb.com, the band says they've got 6 tracks laid down and they'll hit it hard, full tilt boogie come October. They apparently plan on doing some experimenting with some guest vocalists, some horns, maybe some other fun instruments, intended to make the album rock hard, as they say in the interview. They've got about 10 other songs they'll lay out in October and November with the hope of wrapping up production in time for a February 2012 release. Suburban Home Records is coming up fast on their Sweet 16 birthday, and with that they'll be throwing down a 2-dayer in early September with a cast of who's who from their extensive catalog of great bands. In tweets and Facebook updates, Billy Nershey, who obviously we all know from String Cheese Incident, the Emmett Nershey Band, and other projects, writes, "Hey everybody out there in cyberspace, what's a panini?" Is he asking us what's a panini? I gotta know. "I don't do too much writing on the page. Sorry," he says. "The computer is a necessary evil used for recording and email. The summer's been killer. Bonnaroo and Electric Forest with the cheese and lots of super fun festivals with the Emmett Nershey Band. We're talking it up in String Cheese Camp, working out our first tour since the breakup back in 07. Stay tuned for an announcement of a fall tour coming out shortly." And yes, Mr. Nershey, we've now heard String Cheese is going back out on the road. From John Stats, he's heading out to Iowa City to begin recording on his new album with Bo Ramsey. Macy Sound Studios writes, "Photo Atlas and Aloft in the Sundry tracks are done. Swayback starts this week. Good times in the house. And good times when Santa brings new tracks to the goat for Christmas, I'm sure." John Macy writes, he's cutting tracks and vocals with Boulder-based Lieber Monster. "Very cool tunes," he writes. And I, too, am looking forward to that. In sales this past week, Rose Hill Drive lands in the top 10 at Albums on the Hill with Americana, and Snake Rattle Rattlesnake's Sin Eater lands in the number 1 spot at Twist and Shout.